tethers and the basses as well. Basses start on the C. Tenors, tenor and bass only. Pick up to 6-9. Now. First basses, altos and sopranos together, which actually means a praise, because I trust you can do it. Oh! Don't squeeze that high A flat there, because see what comes by itself.
That's right. And
7-0 last note, pick up to 7-1. That was 10. Good. Four part, same spot. Then, which, what spot was that?
84.
84, yeah, it's a good spot. Okay, basis. Sopranos. Second sopranos go down if you want to. And up again in measure 9-2, 9-1, the E flat to V. Was that understandable what I said?
Yes.
This jump? Where are we?
84.
84. Where's that? There. 4-5 basses. And.
Glory.
Because all the ones who sing an E flat, have such a bad conscience that they will really concentrate, really concentrate on that the next time. I'm absolutely sure. Okay, let's start. Where did I say we start? 45, pick up to 46. Slowly, and. Okay, that you got expected entrance, but tell us the basis. Plan in advance where to go. You hear the apples? Maybe you might want to go from there. Well, how do you get there?
You just get it from there, G. They give us the G.
I think we have
it. You have it?
I think so. Yeah.
Wonderful. 39. That's fine. And. Disappear because you have bottom the accord that comes after that. So be aware of that. Pick up to 51. What do we have? What keys do we have? Pick up to 51. Now.
Thank you.
Oh.
have 3.5 seconds to make sure what intervals you have to see themselves, basses as well. And we start in 5-8 with the sopranos and altos. And then you have full step. Here is a little unusual, particularly since the bass is heavy. That's it. Very good. Soprano altos. 58.
Bases and tennis out, we saw more.
everybody, and here we have it, 106. Now. We could ask him, but no. Now, as much as this has sounds that are a little rough, the one that you are going to do now, which is number 9, has only very few of those. And we'll see how that goes. I could ask, but so that you can at least compare what you have in your little reduced score. I could send the full score, and Ron could put it on the website, and then you can at least read it. I wouldn't want you to print it. But if you are unclear about one or the other spot, then you might be able to look at the full score. And it's mainly B major, B flat major. The instruments start in this way. Happy going on. Then in measure 10, they have that is not written. I wrote it down for myself from the score, but that's what you hear.
What's that last note?
And that is a B. And it's followed very clearly by sopranos, triad, or ba or whatever. Now, air tools. Sorry. Then basis you don't have what you think, but you have no higher. Sopranos. And then comes this. From the beginning, with a B flat. Now, the one. The first time, for a long time, I had to correct the sopranos. Your last B is flat. Try to get close to the B that you start with. And starting in measure 16, pick up the 16. Yeah, pick up the 16.
Thank you.
have a dominant and jump to the F. That is not the E, the hardest. Okay, let's start with the sopranos. You have it?
No.
Sopranos, F. Classical music is it? boxes. C major, D major, so in boxes. This was the wrong box where you got it. Okay, Stiglitz is 14. No. Tenor bass. Measure 9. Now.
Oh,
four, soprano, A flat. Yes, you got it? So it's that chord. And there was another whispering before. That is in measure 4, 8, 4, 9, 50. That has to be in E natural, alto. That has to be E natural. Written there is E flat, right?
No.
Oh, do we have an
E
natural? Okay, let's go over the papers. Okay. Let's start in 4, 8.
The tenor 7 E there.
Yeah. 4, 8. Now. Eliminate the natural. It has to be a flat.
Okay.
And for the that. we start from 40. Da 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 da.
Which disappeared from the program several weeks ago. Tom provided it, but he's not here, and I delivered it. Yeah. There you go.
Now, I hope that everybody understood, because I want to do it next time. There's a new piece of music, Hieronymus Praetorius. If you don't have it, please get it now.
Right now?
Yes, right now. This is the replacement for number 4, Verbum Caro. We are not going to do that, we do the Hieronymus Praetorius instead.
Are you
going to
have two parts on this?
The instrument or the second part? We sing 4 parts, and the instrument sings the second part. For the rehearsals, it would be nice if some of you would be able to sing both parts, the first choir, also the second choir. But that is just if you have time enough to look at it.
Christian,
yeah.
I want to make sure I understood. The new piece replaces Verbum Caro Optimus?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. A nice high B flat, without the words.
Okay.
suppose, first of all, second of all, they are equally high. And so, very good. Wonderful. I'm not too sure, but I think you said the second B flat there. example, basis pick up the fifth, 41.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I can understand that you are tempted to do that, but if you see now, bring no, a little bit more melody. Now bring me a string, and even in English, there are some syllables that are stressed, and others are not. And please take a little bit more care. I was a little careless with that. At least not quite as strict as with Latin and German. But in English, there also are heavy and light syllables. Not the same way with German.